Hi. I guess I just wanted to start and say that I think of myself as a sculptor, even though in the last few years I've made very few things that actually sort of share the space with you. I've been primarily making sculpture to photograph, I've been taking still images of sculpture or form and then turning those still images into video. I'm interested in looking at form in this way because I'm curious about what happens to our experience of it when it's flattened and sort of set apart, fixed into the frame of a photograph, or when it's assigned a duration. On one hand, I think there's something gained through this loss of dimensionality, like it creates an occasion to have an experience with the form. It sort of permits an experience. And in some ways, I think taking away this thingness sort of gets at the difficulty that we have in sort of really sort of grasping and understanding what it is the thing represents. That's kind of vague, but it also really sort of focuses the experience in the art, sort of the art experience, on the process of looking at a thing, which is this sort of very basic activity that I'm really interested in thinking about as an artist. So these are examples of recent images that I've been making, sculptures. They're all forms that I've been making out of wax-based clay, which is a non-drying material. They're very small things. You can kind of see my fingerprints in some of them. And I never show the objects themselves. They're just meant to be photographed. All of these images that you've been looking at are from the piece that I have up at Greater New York called Teeth. Sometimes the forms I make are sort of left intentionally ambiguous. In this case, they're not as much. There's 28 photographs in the work, and they're arranged in two stacked rows of 14. They're meant to represent sort of a symmetrical array of teeth. I use the human mouth as a structure. So if you've had your wisdom teeth removed like me, then you have 28 teeth in your mouth. So there's like front teeth and then incisors and so on until you get to the molars. None of them are correct. I was looking at images of teeth from a range of species, and they sort of range in the level of, so they range in referent, and they range in the degree of representation. Some of them are more abstract than others. I think they recall sort of this archaeological documentation when you see them from a distance, but if you go up closer, it becomes really clear that they're made by hand and that they're made now, I feel. This is a detail of how they look on the wall. So in this way, they sort of seem like they're an image of the past, but it's in reality, it's sort of an image of an idea of the past. I think that the form of the tooth is sort of resonates culturally for a variety of reasons, but for me, it's because it sort of really links us and our bodies to the scale of time that I find really hard to sort of really understand and sort of reconcile. this is a still from a recent video that I made called Broden Crater. It's the landmass in northern Arizona that James Traill bought in the 70s and is continuing to work on for his earthwork. I've never actually been to the crater itself. I've seen it through images only. I found this image online, and I made the video by reshooting this image in my studio under various lighting conditions. And so there's like hundreds of stills in the video, and it's a very slow-moving video. These are just stills where nothing much changes except for the light and the coloration of the image. It's very slow-moving. And it kind of shifts between, so that's a flash on the surface of the photo. At some points it feels like it's a sort of a live recording of the space, and then it sort of shifts and it really sort of pushes you back out onto the surface of the image. The next slides are from a related work that I made that is up now at Sculpture Center. This is a still from it. It's called UN 2010. It's a 17-minute loop, and it's installed in the basement. It's made in a similar way, except for this time I didn't use an image that I found online. I actually went to Long Island City Park, and I took these pictures over the course of a month. I took hundreds of stills of the UN from this vantage point, but I ended up probably only using four or five, re-photographing them again in my studio under various sort of lighting conditions. So again, it's very slow moving, and the only changes that happen are these sort of subtle, in this case a bit more dramatic, lighting shifts that occur on the surface of the image that sort of disrupt this illusion of time passing, this sort of this white sort of glare passes over the surface of the image, and it creeps across the surface. It looks like this nuclear fallout. There's no politics in this work. For me, it's really about creating this open-ended encounter with a form. For me, what's critical is that you're apart from this building that is sort of reduced to this blank surface, and just sort of creating an occasion to sort of contemplate your experience of this separation. So this is a still from an older work, 4 years old. And it's when I first started thinking about form and duration. These are maquettes of Tony Smith sculptures that I made, and I created sort of a mini snowstorm in my studio. So at first, when the segments are about 7-minute segments, at first it's a black field, and then they slowly sort of emerge out of the murk when they're covered in snow. The snow sort of delineates their forms. I was thinking about my relationship to work from the past, what kind of relationship I could have with work from the past, certainly not the one that the artist intended, and thinking about that loss, and thinking about work that I encountered primarily through reproduction and what that meant about my understanding of these things. So this is a more recent work that came out of that project. It's also at Sculpture Center. It's called Signature. It's a series of works that you'll see in the next slide. There are sculptures that I made that I then photographed, and you can see spliced together. When they're printed fairly large, and they're folded in the middle, so they sort of unfold on the wall like a book. Again, it's very clearly sort of about this idea of like looking at art through reproduction. The title signature refers to the bookbinding term signature, which probably many of you know. But it also, I think, for me, was sort of pointing to this idea of authorship and how it shifts and changes according to the media that the work is presented in. So that's very new work. I just made it a couple months ago. And this, the last three slides are of work that I made at the very end of last year, but I left them to the end because they're work that I'm most engaged in thinking about right now, and it's so it feels to me like the newest work that I'm working on. I'm starting to make sculpture again. These are made out of ash and a plaster mix, and so that's the facade, that's the surface, and then there's a support structure underneath. That's the detail of what it looks like. They're meant to be sort of very partial, fragmentary forms, sort of placeless. They look old, but they're also sort of, I think, point to a modern era in their angularity. They sort of have this shadow-like presence in the space. I feel like they're very different from the photographs in some way because they don't really invite any sort of contemplation or introspection. It sort of pushes you out onto its surface. But it relates to the photographs that I'm making in the sense that it's very handmade, but it presents that it looks like it's been made by time, and it sort of really operates on its surface. And I think it's sort of about the limits of what you can know about it. It sort of operates about at the level of that limit. So that's my last slide.